your soul and your spirit with all that you need. His ways are the ways of the truth and perfection. They're not like the ways of a man. His thoughts are the thoughts of a stranger to you, but listen and you'll understand. You'll fill up your belly with goodness if you'll live by his word every day, and your soul will rejoice in its fatness every step of the way. Wine, milk, and honey, come now and feed your soul and your spirit with all that you need. Now why do you spend all your money, still you're hungry deep inside? Why will you work your long life away? Still not satisfied. Why not change the life you've been living? Just forget it and leave it behind. Return to the Lord in his mercy. He'll give you the pardon you're needing to find. Your soul and your spirit with all that you need. Oh, you're thirsty, come to the water. You that have no money, come by.
Nothing I've heard that compares with your word to strengthen me and set me so free. There's joy deep inside that can't be denied whenever you're speaking to me. Like a babbling brook on its way down a hill, now it's the natural thing to be doing your will. Everywhere that I go, I just have to show all the love that you've given to me. Way back at the start, I gave you my heart. You told me the things I should do. I'm still on the track, I'm not turning back. I know what you told me is true. 'Cause like the rain from the sky on a thirsty land, your word brought life to a dying man. From desert to garden, condemnation to pardon, and all of the praise goes to you. Out on my own, I couldn't find my way home. Didn't even know the right from the wrong. But with your spirit inside and your word as my guide, I've got a sense of direction so strong. own. I couldn't find my way home. Didn't even know the right from the wrong. But with your spirit inside and your word as my guide, I've got a sense of direction so strong. There's nothing I've heard that compares with your word to strengthen me and set me so free. There's joy deep inside that can't be denied whenever you're speaking to me. Like a babbling brook on its way down a hill, now it's the natural thing to be doing your will. Everywhere that I go, I just have to show all the love that you've given by the life that I'm living, the love that you've given to me.
As you own or the size of your sanctuary, it doesn't matter how steep your steeple is if it's sitting on a cemetery. I don't care if you pave your parking lot or put pads upon your pews. What good is a picture-perfect stage if you're missing all the cues? I don't care if your pastor's super-powered and your program's always new. What you need is love and truth, and men are gonna come to you. It doesn't matter that you know the Bible if it's all just in your head. The thing I need to ask you is, have you done the things I said? Do you love your wife? For her and for your children, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? I don't care if you pray for miracles. I don't care if you speak with tongues. I don't care if you've said you love me in every song you've sung. It doesn't matter that your sacrifice of praise is loud enough to raise the dead. The thing I need to ask you is, have you done the things I said? Do you love your wife? For her and for your children, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? Lord, when were you a prisoner that we did not come to you? When was it that we saw you sick that we didn't follow through? Every time you turned your head and pretended not to see, when you did it not to the least of these, you did it not to me. Do you love your wife? With all you've got inside you, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? Getting weaker as day dragged into day. The doctors gave no hope for her. She seemed to fade away. My hours were filled with constant dread. Time became a knife that slowly and relentlessly cut the cord of life. There was a teacher in the region then. Some of us had heard that he'd healed a paralytic by the power of just his word. So with hope again rekindled, I went at once to see if I could find a man named Jesus from a town in Galilee. I began to search the city, and soon I saw the crowd. They were pressing in to touch him
and they called his name out loud. But with the strength of desperation, I pushed them all aside. I threw myself before him, and from my knees I cried, Lord, come and heal my daughter. Even now she's close to death. Her fever's uncontrollable. She fights for every breath. But God's given you the power. Life is yours to give. If you'll just lay your hands on her, I know that she will live. She will live. She will live. Just begun to go with me when a face I saw with fear came towards me with the news I knew I didn't want to hear. And although I tried to steel myself, I trembled when he said, why bother the teacher anymore? Your little girl is dead. Then Jesus touched my shoulder and he told me not to grieve. The trembling stopped when he looked at me and said, only believe. Then he sent the crowds away, except his closest men. And they followed right behind us as we started off again. But we were still a long ways down the road when I heard the sounds and cries of the mourners and musicians as they strove to dramatize my grief they had no business with beneath their loud disguise. My wife just sat there silently and stared through empty eyes. Then Jesus asked the mourners, why is it that you weep? She isn't dead as you suppose, the child is just asleep. It only took a moment for their wails to turn to jeers. Who does this man think he is? Get him out of here! With authority I've never heard in the lips of any man, he spoke and every sound rolled out with the thunder of command. And in the sudden silence they all hurried for the door, wondering what the reasons were they'd ever come there for. And then he called his three disciples that were with him on the way. He led them and my wife and me to where our daughter lay. He took her by the hand, he told her child to rise, and the words were barely spoken when she opened up her eyes. She rose and walked across the room and stood there at our sides. My wife knelt down and held her close, and at last she really cried. And then Jesus told us both to see our daughter had some food. But as to how her life was saved, speak a word, not to speak a word. I got to tell somebody. 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 I got to tell somebody, got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. I got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. I got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. I got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. Somebody, I got to tell somebody, I got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. I got to tell somebody, I got to tell somebody, I got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. You know he gave me life when my hope was dead, when there was grief he brought joy instead. I got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. I've got to tell somebody, got to tell somebody. I've got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. I've got to tell somebody what Jesus did. I've
got to tell somebody what Jesus did. Got to tell somebody what Jesus did for me. I've got to tell somebody what Jesus did. I got to tell somebody what Jesus did. Got to tell somebody what Jesus did.
All of your schemes, they
what you've been hearing. I've seen you hide your fear, embarrassed by your weaknesses, afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I know you've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even though your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. The life that I have given you, no one can take away. I've sealed it with my spirit, blood, and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. So don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go of your hand. Life that I have given you, no one can take away. I've sealed it with my spirit, blood, and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. So don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go of your hand. Never let go of your hand.
Balaam was a prophet about the time that Moses was coming through. And every now and again, God would speak to him and tell him what to say and do. He had a reputation in all those parts for being on the line of power. And when Moab's king heard Moses was coming, he called him in his needy hour. He said, Balaam, come and curse these Israelites. If you do, I believe I could beat them in a fight. But when Balaam asked the Lord said, Balaam, don't you go. Israel is blessed by me, don't you go mess up my show. But Balaam's head was turned by the money he could earn. So he saddled up his donkey anyway. Balaam and his servants hurried off for the king of Moab's castle. But they hadn't gone very far down the road when the whole trip became a hassle. Because the donkey ran off across a field and she nearly broke Balaam's ankle. But when she lay right down and wouldn't get up, Balaam got a little more than rankled. For the third time, Balaam beat her with his cane. But that donkey just refused to move again. It was the thing that happened next, though, that made Balaam's knees get weak. Well, that donkey still would not get up, but she began to speak. She said, Balaam, you're to blame. The way you beat me is a shame, 'cause all I've done is tried to save your life. Then the angel of the Lord appeared with a flaming sword in his hand. Balaam fell down on his face, a very frightened man. The angel said, Balaam, you'd be dead if your donkey hadn't detected that I was waiting there to part your hair when you and my sword connected. And Balaam then repented for his sin, and he promised not to act like that again. And I hope he learned his lesson about God's reward for greed. But you know it's that talking donkey that's really strange indeed. Now that donkey's just a donkey, but she's still the thing God used. And that's the point I want you all to see. The Lord's the one who makes the choice of the instrument he's using. We don't know the reasons and the plans behind his choosing. So when the Lord starts using you, don't you pay it any mind. He could have used the dog next door if he'd been so inclined.
I awoke to hear the jailer turn the key and push the door. "Get out here," he shouted, but I stayed there on the floor. Frozen in the terror that rose and filled my brain, for I knew what they intended. I could not face the pain. Then soldiers came into the cell and they dragged me to the yard. They threw me down before a cross, brought the whip down hard. "Carry it," they shouted, as I struggled to my feet. I put my shoulder under it, dragged it to the street. I stumbled through a wall of screams as they drove me through the gate. It seemed that thousands lined the streets, their voices filled with hate. Like a wolf pack in the night that moves in for the kill. They closed the gap and followed us as we started up the hill. And it seemed I barely reached the top when they grabbed me from behind. They threw the cross down under me and tied the ropes to bind. The arms close to the beams as they nailed the feet and hands. And they raised the cross up in the air and dropped it in its stead. Through a blur of pain, I saw the cross there next to mine. There were people all around it, so I looked to read the sign. It was nailed there up above his head so the world could see the news that the man who seemed so helpless there was the king of all the Jews. Well, the crowd that stood around his cross made jokes about his name. They shouted, laughed, and spat on him, so I joined in the game. And I said, "Hey, if you're the king, why don't you get us down from here?" The taunt just sounded hollow, and it echoed in my ears. 'Cause he looked at me with eyes that seemed to reach into my heart. They shone a light on all my lies and tore my life apart. There was more that lay behind his gaze than simply blood and clay. But knowing was too much for me, I had to look away. And then I chanced another look at him as he was looking down, where the soldiers who just crucified us drank there on the ground. And although he spoke them quietly, somehow his words came through. He said, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they do." Then as if they heard him speaking, the crowd began to roar, with the frenzy by the priests who urged them on to more. But the worse the accusations now, the plainer I could see the guilt of the accusers, not the one there next to me. Other cross began to curse and swear, and his voice was filled with venom as he hurled it through the air. And all the horror that was in him and had laid his life to waste came out in every syllable he flung in Jesus' face. And Jesus only looked at him, but something rose inside of me. And in spite of all that watched us there, it couldn't be denied, because his righteousness and innocence were shining bright and strong. I just couldn't keep my silence, and that cursing still went on. I cried out, "Don't you fear the wrath of God, even at the end? You'll curse us both into the pit, is that what you intend? We're only getting what we're due, we've sinned our whole lives long. But don't you talk to him that way, he's done nothing. Quite my own. I asked him, "Lord, remember me when you come into your throne." He answered me, and even then his love was undisguised. He
said, before the sun has set today, you'll be with me in paradise. Well, the shouts and curses did not stop even when the sunlight ceased. But somehow in the midst of it, my soul had been released. And though the agony continued, it was still too small a price to be allowed to hear those words and to die beside the Christ.